Welcome to the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo Langton, and Akusti Salonen, a 10-minute podcast discussing all things football coaching. Hi, and welcome back to the Think Transition podcast with me, Hugo Langton, and of course, the one and only Finnish maestro himself, Akusti. Welcome, Akusti.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Good. And today we have a very, very special guest, a gentleman from Sweden called Marcus Welfredsson. How are you, Marcus? Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Hugo. I'm doing well. Sun is shining in Sweden for once, so I'm happy today.
Beautiful. And we've invited you on specifically today, Marcus, because you know, we're interested in tapping into your knowledge on how we as coaches can be more efficient.
Well, thank you for that. I mean, this is one of my kind of key issues that I had when I was coaching myself. And as you know, in several different jobs I had, I basically ended up being burned out because, you know, you take too many things, and I don't have to tell you because you guys have been in more or less the same situation. So, You know, we have all these different tasks, and I mean, how can we become a little bit more efficient to save some time, but also, you know, become even better?
Listen, there's something that an Akusti will back me up on this as well. Like there's been times in my current role, just so you know, I'm at a part-time club in the equivalent of like Division 6 in England. And, you know, there's been times where the workload has been incredible, where, you know, you've got a quick turnaround of games. So you're playing Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. And obviously you have to do all your preparation for these games and study the opponent, and it can be quite overwhelming, I found. And luckily, Akusti helped me, and so did Andy Driscoll. I think you know Andy, don't you? And, just to lighten my load a little bit, because I think otherwise I might have died, mightn't I, Akusti?
Yeah, it was crazy at the time. I scout 3 or 4 games for you in short period of time, let's say 1 week. And unbelievable.
So, yeah, I was sending him games, you see, Marcus, so just to get his feedback on the opponent. Or sometimes I sent him a video of my team, didn't I? So just to ease the workload, you know. So I've noticed, obviously, you're quite prominent on social media at the moment, Marcus, discussing this sort of stuff. So I want to open the floor up more to you now, okay? And tell us some of the things that you discuss with the coaches that you speak with and work with, and and any tips, any sort of feedback that you get from the guys that you work with?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think basically everyone I work with have the same kind of issues, and they say more or less the same things that you did now, Hugo. So, because you have all these coaches who want to improve, and if you want to improve, you have to do a lot. At least that's the way you, or society is kind of built up, that we think that being very, very busy is a sign of being good, which it might not be, because I think the question for many coaches is, okay, so you are doing a lot of things, but are you doing the right things? So are you kind of prioritizing whatever the task that you have in front of you between the games, for example? And are you preparing well enough? And when we come to the execution of your coaching tasks, I mean, are you executing them as efficiently as possible? Because that's something I can see that, you know, we have this kind of common issue, I think, for a lot of coaches, is this miscommunication that might happen with players or staff or other people around the team or the club, which then leads to you basically have to do everything twice or three times, and you don't have time for that.
No, and, you know, I find, you know, it's interesting you mentioned something about the feeling that you've got to do more. You know, here in England, I think the manager culture is, particularly when you're working at a full-time professional football club, you have to be in at 7 o'clock in the morning and you don't leave till 10 o'clock at night, you know, because sometimes I feel is that they feel that they have to be seen to be, like, putting the hours in, working hard, justifying their role. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I can relate, because I've been in that position as an academy manager, for example, the same same kind of, you had the same feeling that you had to be there first and you had to kind of leave, be the last one to leave just to establish this weird culture of working a lot. Whereas we should establish a culture which said work very smart and make sure that you take care of your family and your loved ones, because if you don't, you will not be able to work there for more than this season or maybe the next season. Because eventually, I mean, either your family will leave you or you will have to leave them in some kind of capacity. So I think that's a big risk. And especially, like you say, in the top level, I think you see this. It's pretty common that you, as a manager, you kind of sacrifice the family life a little bit too much, maybe.
Yeah, I think that you're 100% right, you know. And I don't know how you feel about this, Acoustic, but, you know, I always find as well that the longer the season goes on, you know, the more tired I do become.
Yeah, I can feel that too. And most of the times when you look back, that's why I took a year off, because I found myself working too much and most of the time unnecessary things. So this is good to hear that somebody's thinking that if you work right things, you maybe work less, but you work harder, if you can use that word.
And it's also like with the players, because you speak a lot about players, you know, overtraining, for example. You train too much in a short period of time, then you end up being injured. But I mean, it's the same thing for us as coaches, that we work a lot for 2 or 3 months, which is fine because we can handle it. But after that overload for 2 months or 3 months, then eventually it will take its toll. So like Acoustic mentioned, then, well, you are working too much and you become more and more tired during the season. And then the question is, how good are you as a coach at the end of the season? Are you good enough then?
Yeah, and are you making good decisions? Is your training still good?
Exactly.
I mean, it's like my current, like right this moment in time, I'm actually caught in that thing where I had a game Saturday. I've got a game tonight. I've got training Thursday. I've got a game Saturday. And, you know, I have two young children. I'm using myself as an example, by the way. Obviously, I've got two young children, a family life, you know, and it's making sure that I don't burn out. So, I mean, little things that I do, I don't know whether this is a good thing. I'm assuming it is, you know. I try and grab a 20-minute nap when I can, just to keep my brain fresh. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, make sure I get enough hours sleep. I drink water. I try and eat better. You know, do my own exercise as well. You know, is it? Am I kind of on the right sort of line here, or would you?
And I think that you are basically you're describing the life of most coaches. I would say so, and like you say, having strategies how to make sure that your health stays top, how to make sure that your brain stays top. And then also, in addition to that, having kind of finding ways how you can become even better at prioritizing, at preparing, at executing your coaching actions, and also evaluating your coaching actions, because, I mean, you also want to improve, you know, down the line. So kind of, I think finding methods for that, which is basically what I've been wrapping my head around this last couple of months, you know, developing kind of methods for how you can improve those areas, which hopefully will save you a lot of time and energy.
For me, one way, what I'm doing, I have a kind of situation like Hugo, but what I'm doing, I can walk to the woods, maybe with my camera, because then I do something else than thinking of football. And that's, for me, 20, 30 minutes, two, three times a week, that's enough to help me. And of course, sleep. That's really important.
Yeah, and I mean, like you, you know, Acoustic, I'm a big meditator, so I meditate a lot, and I did that when I was coaching as well. And I think that saved me from not burning out completely. And I think that's something that more coaches could probably learn from. But I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's just finding structures, you know, finding these methods to kind of make things a little bit more efficient in your daily coaching, that will, you know, save you 5 minutes here, save you 10 minutes there, and at least make sure that you don't have to, you know, do the same meeting twice, for example.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, one final question would be, you know, a typical scenario, I think, for a coach, you know, particularly who works in an environment where winning is important and there's pressure, you know, when they go to bed at night, they put their head on their pillow and we've all been there, we've all done it. All we think about is training, players, the next opponent, the last of the game, you know. Yep. What advice could we give, you know, to slow everyone's brains down? I know you've mentioned meditation, but, you know, that takes a while, I think, to be really good at.
Yeah. No, I mean, the thing that I recommend to everyone is start journaling. So, you know, get a small book, start writing down. I mean, you might opt to keep two journals, one for your private life and one for professional life, depending on your kind of coaching role. But at least make sure that before you go to bed, write down all these things you are thinking about. Even write down questions to yourself and then just go to sleep with your head empty and wake up with a lot of answers.
Sounds good.
So final thing, because obviously we're only brief this podcast. So you obviously you run webinars and you have a website and stuff. So where to tell our listeners a little bit more, so if they want to come and find you, they can do.
Yeah, I mean, on social media, you can find me under the username @mwolfertson. And that's also basically the website address. So mwolfertson.com. And well, you know, just to join in. And we have a live training on the topic of execution coming up on November 7th. So that will be fun.
Brilliant. Excellent. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time, Marcus. It's been brilliant talking to you. And, you know, there's quite a lot for us to go and reflect on now and, you know, to make sure that we're more efficient as coaches as well. So anything to add, Acousti?
I think there's a lot more to talk about, but we have 10 minutes, so now it's more. Maybe we should do a second episode in the future.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant, you know. But hopefully now everyone will start thinking about how we can, as a coach, how we can become more efficient. So thank you, guys, as always, and we'll be back again next week with another episode.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Think Transition podcast.